and our community connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. In from Kiwanis Freedom Fest, it is Karen Wilson and Sharon Hurst. I get both co-chairs this morning. Thank you, ladies, for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
Glad to be here.
And it doesn't. I was just commenting before we went on the air. It seems like it was only last week, seemingly, that Karen and I were talking Christmas parade, and now we're 6 months down the road, getting ready for Freedom Fest 4th of July weekend.
Yes, we are, and it's getting warmer, so we can start thinking of Freedom Fest and 4th of July.
Yeah.
It's as usual. It's going to be downtown on 2nd Street and Johnstone, and it will be on July 4th. I have a lot of people asking me, will it be on July 4th? Yes, we have 4th of July on July 4th, which is a Tuesday.
Yes.
Activities start 6 p.m. Fireworks, 9:45, shot off behind Dungeness Stadium. I guess those are the key things that people are always asking.
Okay, we're done. Goodbye.
No, we got new stuff this year.
Karen, tell us about the new stuff.
Well, we, you know, the 4th of July, it's patriotism.
It is.
It's honoring our heroes.
It is.
And guess what? That's what we're going to do.
I like that idea.
Absolutely. So, we are... our goal is to honor as many heroes as who will raise up their hands or have somebody raise up their hands and let us know.
Not all heroes wear medals, right?
Not all heroes wear medals. You know, there are some unrecognized heroes out there.
Yeah.
And we'd love to honor them. What we're doing is we're looking to honor heroes in the Tri-County area, Washington, Osage, and Nowata counties. We want to honor military veterans, active duty military, police and firefighters who have gone above and beyond, and even civilians who've saved a life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're looking for. We're going to have lots of recognition in the media during the month of June.
Sure.
And a special tribute at Freedom Fest. Tate Boys Tire and... service, mm-hmm. and Walmart Logistics are hosting a hospitality suite for our heroes, which, as we know, it tends to maybe get a little bit warm on the 4th of July.
Yeah, I don't remember recently any cool ones anyway.
So, right. Yeah. So that'll be there'll be an opportunity for our heroes to come in and cool off and have some refreshments, and we'll have some little special recognition items for them and VIP seating for the fireworks.
There you go. Sounds like a great deal. So it's just one of those things that we want to say, first of all, we recognize what you have done, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the best way to get our attention is to go to the website, BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org, and there's an online form to fill out to let us know that you've got a hero that we should recognize.
Many attributes to a hero, one of them frequently is humility. So maybe family, friends, acquaintances may want to put that individual's name in for them.
That's generally the case.
Yeah.
And while we definitely want to recognize them, we want to be respectful. So, you know, we're not going to make anybody give a speech, but we do want to, you know, share some brief information about their heroism.
Well, in the past, we have had nothing extensive, but we have had a little bit of speechifying going on from elected officials, members of the community somewhere along the line.
And that's going to happen again this year. As always, you can't have 4th of July without the speechifying.
You can't.
So
but
we will.
Today is Meredith Wilson's birthday, so we'll take it back to something from the Music Man. I don't know. Anyway.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
So yes, we start off our patriotic opening ceremony at 6 p.m. and we'll have the color guard, the honor guard, and we'll have a national anthem. And we will have Representative Earl Sears, who has been with us many years in the past, will be giving the keynote speech.
Okay.
So that will lead us off into a kids parade. We have all kinds of activities going on. We've got free kids games and inflatables, including some water slides, inflatable water slides, so you can get cool and get wet. The Blue Star Mothers are hosting the dunk tank along with the Army recruiting, and they will be raising funds from that dunk tank. So go and support that and dunk your favorite person in the water.
Yeah, and if you don't have any favorite people, just dunk whoever is suspended over the water. So it's going to be fun anyway. Get somebody
exactly.
Wet.
Yeah. Lots of food and drinks. All your favorites will be out there, hamburgers and hot dogs and snow cones and just your regular fair food. It's great fun. We've got the Stars of Freedom Fest Talent Contest. Okay. So you'll want to enter in that. It's a vocal talent contest, and we've had that every year with some great monetary prizes.
Yes, we have.
Something new, another cool getaway, is going to be the Way Cool Movie Theater. It's a little indoor spot, an indoor oasis where you can pop in, see some movie shorts, get cooled off, maybe have some popcorn and a snack, and then go out in the heat again and enjoy some more of the games and the inflatables and the music. Let's not forget the music. You want to talk about that, Karen?
Sure. Let's talk about the music. We got some interesting stuff planned, I understand.
Yeah, we're going back to the band on the stage. We've had lots of requests. We've done a number of different things over the past 2 or 3 years, but hey, we're going to go back to some good rock and roll music.
You're going to replace the Salty Seniors? I don't understand. No, I do understand. Music,
right.
Music is also popular.
Well, you know, and the fact of the matter is, you know, it is hot on the 4th of July, and you can only take so much of that on a stage.
Yeah.
So,
and besides, that's easier on the performers if they get the band up there.
Right. Hey, don't forget, 4th of July wouldn't be 4th of July without a Way Cool MC, too.
Really?
So
we're going to find one of them.
We are. So, you know, talk about tradition. Yeah. Our own Charlie Tarbaletti will be MCing again this year. All the cool stuff on the stage.
It is. It's a fun opportunity. And I don't know. I seem to have found myself a spot somewhere along the line.
Right. I know. Hey, you know, another one, we've mentioned it briefly, but let me highlight a little bit. We do have VIP fireworks viewing mm-hmm. this year. Some of those are included with our sponsor packages.
Okay.
And by the way, we have a Mission Control sponsor spot left.
Okay.
And not only do you get VIP seating, it's catered. You get special t-shirts. And guess what? You even get to push the button.
How much better can that be?
I know. So get in touch if that's something you're interested in. Again, give us a call. 918-977-3400, extension 2.
Okay.
To get in touch or check us out on the website. Shoot an email to info@BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org, and we will do that. We've got a number of VIP seats left, and talk about bird's eye view. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. That does sound interesting. But if you get to push the button, so really you are in charge of when everything gets started or when the next event gets shot up in the air. That's fun.
Yeah, and oh, for you guys, because they seem to be the ones that are particularly interested, we're adding 8-inch shells this year. So we've got a new fireworks vendor and bigger and better show with bigger shells. What more could you ask?
Boy, I tell you, the kids will be screaming from the loud noises. That'll be fun. We're going to take a short break and continue this morning as we preview Freedom Fest 2017 on 1400 K1 in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again, reviewing what's coming up with Kiwanis Freedom Fest, and that will be, yes, Tuesday, July 4th of this year. Karen Wilson and Sharon Hurst spending a little bit of time with us this morning, but, you know, whether we are talking about the honoring the heroes or signing kids up for the, you know, kiddie parade, or I don't know if you haven't mentioned it, maybe it's not part of this year's lineup, a little Mr. and Miss contest, but it's always fun to just wave the flag a little bit and have a good time on the 4th of July.
That it is. That's what That's what makes 4th of July, 4th of July. Yes, we love to have the picnics and the beaches and getting together with family, but in the end, what is it we're doing? We're celebrating our Independence Day.
Yeah, make a loud noise and say, here we are. We've been around for more than 200 years.
More than 200 years. And, you know, the part that really makes my heart beat faster is when I look up and see that those F-16s flying over. Mm-hmm. Right down 2nd Street, that's the 138th Fighter Wing coming out of Tulsa and saying hello to us. Hi, Bartlesville.
There's nothing that's just exactly like the sound of an F-16 going overhead.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Well, this is neat. How does somebody get signed up for the talent contest? Do you sign up that evening, or is it register in advance?
The talent contest is registration. It will be just send an email to info@BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org mm-hmm. and send your spot. It's got to be a 3-minute spot with backup music, mm-hmm. and we'll evaluate it and decide if you can be in the contest. The contest itself will be at Freedom Fest itself.
Okay, sounds like a lot of fun. We haven't mentioned the musical entertainment by name, but it's always nice to know you're going to have a band up on the stage.
Yes, it's Flashback.
Okay.
And they will be singing, as we said before, 70s, 80s, all those old favorites, mm-hmm. and maybe even a few new ones, some
sure.
patriotic favorites. They do country, but they also lean mostly towards the rock and roll. So.
Okay.
It'll be a good mix for everybody.
I think that's important that we find something that nearly everybody can enjoy on nearly every song anyway.
Right, right. And if you've ever been there, you'll see all the kids getting up there and dancing right in front of the stage. That's such
a kick. The kids
don't
care if they know the song or not. As long as it's got a beat, they're going to be moving
that's
to it.
That's right.
Sharon, this is something that you've been involved in for a number of years, and I know that you take a personal interest in it every year and make sure that it has all those elements we've been talking about. A little bit of mom and apple pie, a little bit of waving the flag, and so just a lot of good fireworks.
Yes, I've been involved now for 12 years, mm-hmm. and heading it up for 11. And what I thought of it from the very beginning, and the thing that I loved about Bartlesville from the moment I moved here, oh, gosh, over 20 years ago, was community.
Yeah.
Every time I went to one of our events, I saw the community getting together, and that's what we all wanted to bring forward with 4th of July, is bring the community out, bring them together, get them having fun and celebrating together.
Yeah, and it is titled Kiwanis Freedom Fest. We get the opportunity to give a little bit of naming rights to that one, but you brought in collectively so many more sponsors, so many organizations outside of the event. If I start naming somebody, I'll probably leave someone out, so I'll say a lot of them, and so many of the different tents or events have sponsorship tied to them, so a lot of other businesses helping out.
Right, we couldn't do this without everybody's help. It's not just Kiwanis. We just kind of are the umbrella mm-hmm. to bring in everyone, including the city of Bartlesville. I will name them because they put in a lot of work to get this started and to allow us to have it on their streets.
Yeah.
But yeah, it takes a ton of people to put this together. Just the planning itself, we start in January, and we have 20 to 30 people planning this thing up mm-hmm. until the last minute. And then on the day of the event, we need 100 to 150 people to man the kids' games, the inflatables, to help out just with the logistics, to help with setup in the morning and tear down in the evening. So I might as well plug now.
Yeah.
Volunteers, please. We've got, again, go to our website, BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org, and you can click on the volunteer tab. And it takes you and shows you what all the tasks are.
Mm-hmm.
You can come in the morning if you've got plans during the day, but you can spare an hour or two in the morning, come help us then. If you can spare time during the event, take an hour or two and just come out, spend an hour with your family volunteering, and then spend the rest of the time just enjoying Freedom Fest.
Okay. One sponsorship opportunity remains, and Karen, I know you talked a little bit about that, but I want to make sure that if somebody just got in the car, just, you know, hit the ignition switch, this may be the perfect job just for them.
Absolutely. We've got one big sponsorship left. Oh, by the way, we've still got room for plenty of sponsors.
Oh, okay.
We'll find a spot for you. And actually, I do want to mention, I spend a lot of time with the sponsors. You know, Phillips 66, they're helping us. One of the employees networks is helping us with the kids games. The Women's Network of ConocoPhillips is doing a selfie booth. Arvest is doing the Way Cool Movie Theater. Truity, as they have for years, sponsors the inflatables. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do get a lot of help from the community. We mentioned Tate Boys Tires, who's a new sponsor this year, and Walmart Logistics has participated for many years, sponsoring our military corner. They're mm-hmm. joining with Tate Boys to help honor our heroes this year. Another new sponsor that I do want to mention, speaking of VIP seating, Hilton Garden Inn is our VIP sponsor this year.
Great.
And we've got some new activities. We're partnering with them. We're going to have some VIP seating at the Hilton for the fireworks viewing. But they're also going to have some things going on during the evening, some specials. They even have put together a special room rate on the 4th of July, $84 okay. for folks who want to stay in town. And so that's great. They're going to have some special drinks and dinner menu. So we're really excited to have the Hilton Garden Inn join us this year. But back to Mission Control.
Yes.
For anybody out there who's ever wanted to set off the big fireworks, mm-hmm. we have the opportunity to push the button. So get in touch with us if that's something you'd be interested in. And I'll also, you know, so we've got little things going on. We're going to have buttons and flags for people to write the name of, you know, maybe they didn't qualify for hero recognition, but still,
yeah.
we're proud of their service, and we want to recognize them. We'll have our Wall of Honor again, but this year, our Wall of Honor will post little flags with names on it. So we're real excited about that.
A lot of fun, and a good way to recognize the achievements, the reasons that people step forward are varied, but as long as they step forward one way or another in service to our country, let's recognize them. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is Freedom Fest, and again, the website is BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org.
Okay. BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org. That's okay. right. And if you just don't have a computer and you'd like to call us, the number is area code 918-977-3400. And it's extension 2.
Okay. Accessible from your smartphone, your dumb phone, that touch-tone phone on the wall. Or
even that rotary dial.
Even, I was going to say, even that rotary dial phone.
Which I don't think works anymore.
Well, it probably still does. But anyway, I don't know. We'll try it sometime.
Hey, that's
a community connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merrick.
Logan, everyone, and thanks so much.